Hey, Nick Mataragas, head of Memoriam Development here. Just wanted to talk to you about our brand new channel. It's called the Memoriam Incubator, and it's our sandbox of podcasting. This channel is here so we can give you a chance to check out all the new baby shows that may someday grow into fully formed podcasts of their own. So make sure you check out some of the great ideas that we're putting out there. Plus, you know, we're going to put out lots of great behind-the-scenes content as well. So you know what? Check it out, the Memoriam Incubator. Everywhere you can find a podcast.
I can't believe all the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? You're lucky if you have family or friends by the time that they get to the end, cause you're unfucking relatable. For that, there's no relief. Unfucking relatable.
Hello, my name is David, and I am unfucking relatable. This is a podcast of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. Today, joining me are from the mighty Night Moose, Katie.
Hi.
When is your performance today?
4:30.
Okay, so right after this. You can just follow her right over to the venue. And then there is Al from Nothing.
Thank you, yes.
He is the creator, writer, main recorder guy of Mr. Wiggly's...
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
Such a long title.
I know, it's really not working for us very well.
And then there is Anthony, who is very Italian.
Yes, I am. It's a matter of fact.
So, thank you, Blue Box Cafe, for having us for an Elgin Fringe Festival. On this special occasion, we are going to be playing a game that I definitely didn't rip off from a more popular role-playing tabletop game. In point of fact, I've never even played that tabletop game, and it will show. So, in fact, we don't really even have a name for this. It just is what it is. So instead of everybody's got a different character. Their characters are not magicians or trolls or, you know, clerics. Yes, whatever your standard issue role-playing game characters are. Their characters are from pop culture that they chose themselves. I have no idea what they are, so maybe they are clerics or wizards or trolls or elves. I don't really know. But now, it is time to find out who you guys are today. So, Katie, who is your character?
I'm Dana Scully, the FBI.
Very good. What is your special power?
I get to the science truth of it all.
Huh. That may actually come in handy today. Al, who are you?
I'm Nigel Tufnell from the band Spinal Tap. Yeah. Right.
All because I said you can't be a musician,
well,
you decided
to fair,
go.
To be fair, I'm
I know.
Not a good musician.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. What, and your special power is?
My special power is that I can destroy anything with the power of my rock. Or I can make everything black.
You got to pick one.
I'll go pick one. All right.
Because then you're just going to be like, all right, well, obviously my rock didn't work. So,
all right.
And then I don't really see how making anything black is going to help.
All right, fine. Everyone's a critic, aren't they?
I'm just trying to think of the
all
game.
Right.
So.
I'm going to stick with my rock because it's done me well.
Very well. And Anthony, who are you?
Vega, Vince Vega.
I'd say that was a surprise, but I'm not at all surprised. And your special skill is?
I can dance while being stoned.
It's not not die on a toilet?
That's... I can do that too, but I'm great at dancing while being stoned.
Okay. So we have a campaign that I wrote. It is called The Curse of the Siren Lucetta. Can you resist her charm in time to save your heart, soul, and bank account? We have a character sheet out there if anybody wants to take a look at it. It's laminated. You can't ruin it. Although Nick is going to try.
No one said there was going to be reading.
I'm going to read it for you, Nigel.
Oh, thanks.
If that's okay.
All right.
Lucetta is beautiful and bewitching, but also a siren succubus. She is 5'2", usually blonde, sometimes black-haired. Body type fit, also enhanced. To read that as to what you will. Her main battle tactic is to make you feel special and insignificant at the same time. While she does have a weakness, while beautiful, she does hate to be called so. The word itself incurs her wrath. She prefers the word pretty.
Did you know that in France that they don't call a whopper a whopper?
I did. Let's move on. Lucetta's main motivations are ever-changing and therefore unknown. They are unclear, but the joy she finds in creating sheer ruin is devastatingly apparent. Her satisfaction can only be met when you are thoroughly defeated and humiliated.
I usually pay people for that.
And this is exactly what my ex-wife did to me.
Yeah. Same with my free ex-wife.
Vincent, who was your ex-wife?
Patricia Arquette.
You don't even have the right Arquette for that movie. Anyway.
So why is this woman a succulent?
I'm just going to avoid your question. So you all have your own character sheets if you need to refer back. You all have a die that you will be rolling for effectiveness of your action. That's pretty much all the rules we have in this game.
Wait, could you repeat the first one?
That's a character sheet you have.
All right.
I'm sorry, could you go over the second rule again, please?
That's a die that you roll, and when you tell me the number, I know how effective your tactic is.
Wait, are there two rules, then?
Yes, what's the third rule?
Yeah.
Don't talk about this game.
So is there, like, divine intervention at some point in this game?
God, I hope so. So you receive a distress call from Lucetta, a woman from your past that you have never stopped loving. It comes at a peculiar time, as she has been on your mind recently, despite it being years since you've heard from her. She says she is being kept in Castle Mossfloor by the evil Prince Cletus. Valiant hero you are, you assemble your fellowship and ride to Mossfloor. You arrive at the castle, where you are met by the exuberant Lucetta and Queen Lucretia. She's allowed, Lucetta, that is allowed free reign of the grounds, which seems unusual to you. She spends the next hour charming you before Prince Cletus arrives home. You get a strange vibe from him. He says they are betrothed, but Lucetta acts as though she wants to be anywhere else. How do you choose to deal with Cletus?
Do we take turns?
Tell me what you want to do.
I want to shoot Cletus in the face.
Okay, roll your die. And the number?
7.
7 is enough to graze his cheek, but he's kind of a dope and didn't even realize that you shot at him. So, situation other than some bleeding from his cheek remains unchanged.
Hmm.
Al, your turn?
Okay. So this is not about a paternity suit, is it?
No.
No? All right.
Not yet.
I'm going to try to steal his wallet.
Okay. Roll for that.
13.
You steal his wallet, but alas, he has no money. So you do get his gym membership pass, though.
Bugger all.
Yeah. So if you want to add that to your character sheet of things that you now have acquired, you have his gym membership.
Right. All right.
Okay. And Katie,
Dana,
what would you?
I would extend my hand. I'd like to give him a firm handshake. And then I would like to investigate, get a little more information about what exactly his relationship is.
Okay. Roll for that.
4.
You learn nothing. But on the bright side, there's not much to tell. He's pretty much an open book and a buffoon. Well... In spite of your efforts, Lucetta manages to escape Castle Mossfloor anyway. She takes refuge with her trusted companion, Maggie. After her experience with the prince, she says she has trouble trusting men and she refuses to join your party. How do you convince her? Well, let's start at your end this time, Dana.
I would lay down the facts of what I knew was happening. Her friend was looking to leave. She should leave, too. It is in her best interest to leave. I would also take an extra long moment to gaze at her with my piercing blue eyes.
Okay, and let's test the efficacy of that tactic.
4.
Lucetta is not moved by your words, nor Maggie. Maggie is actually just oblivious to your words. It was a good effort, though. Nigel?
Well, I'm going to convince her the way I convince anyone with a 12-minute guitar solo.
So is this you using your special power, the power of rock?
Well, yeah, but on a low level,
If a 12-minute guitar solo is a low level,
right?
What is the special level?
You don't have enough access for that yet. I can't show you that yet.
Okay. I guess that's...
In fact, I don't even want you to think of it. Stop thinking of it.
That's a fair point.
All right.
I will wait for that when the time comes.
Okay.
So roll for your...
8.5.
8.5. So, I mean, you've managed to take her mind off of it for a while. Eight and a half minutes to be exact. However, the other 3.5 minutes, it just went on too long, and she's back to not trusting men. So, Anthony? I'm sorry, Vincent.
Thank you very much. I would give her a real extra special foot rub, and I would not tickle her at all.
Okay, roll for that.
2.
The very second your thumb digs into the sole of her foot, she kicks you in the face.
It's 50% of what I was hoping for, so I'm okay.
It's not bad, man. It's not bad.
Well, failed again. However, Maggie and her sister Missy, who live in a crypt rife with bacteria, Lucetta is now staying with them temporarily. Lucetta looks to make you her consortium. However, you must consummate your relationship inside this disease-ridden den of filth. Do you risk it? We'll start with you, Nigel.
I don't like consomme. It's my least favorite soup.
Okay, go ahead and roll for that.
All right. -3.
You get to drink a whole gallon of beef consommé.
Oh, right. Is there a shitter around? Is there?
You're going to need one, but all you can do is go right back into the pot that you drank the consommé out of.
Oh, I like some pot. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a gallon, so it should suffice. Dana.
I would take a sample of the bacteria and analyze it using my pocket bacteria analyzer I keep in my trench coat.
Dana, you are not unlike Batman. I'm very impressed. All right, let's see what you find out about the bacteria.
4.
Strangely, this bacteria is not life-threatening. It does have, but it does have properties that you do not understand. And so, therefore, you are erring on the side of caution, and you just leave. But a good choice. Vincent.
So, I have a question. Can I take a hypodermic needle and stick the bacteria in my eye?
I mean, if that's what you choose to do, then you certainly can.
Absolutely, that's what I'm
Okay, thinking. Let's see the result of that.
5.
It's not good. Your eye has swollen to 7 sizes of its original.
Oh.
And is just dangling from the socket by the thing that holds it there.
Is she into it?
I mean, she's laughing at it. So it's definitely a step up over your foot rub. And now she pities you. She won't kick you in the face because there's already, some serious, horrific things going on with your face.
I've seen worse, really.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Not that they needed help, but Maggie and Missy are looking to break you away from Lucetta, thinking that pizza-delivering Nancy Boy is a better match for her. You need to shut these bitches up. So how do you do that? Sorry. Let's start with Vincent.
So I would throw them on the floor, and then I would take
another hypodermic needle?
No, it's like an EpiPen. It's an EpiPen when it has some what do you call it? Adrenaline, and then I'd put a mark on her chest, and I'd like, and I.
So whose chest are we talking about?
Whoever this works on, I'm going to line them up.
I'm pretty sure it'll work on anyone because you're sticking a syringe of adrenaline.
Do
in
me.
I'm lining them up, and I'm whack right in the, and then they're going to jump up and be like, "Hey!"
Well, you don't know that. You have to roll to find out what happens.
Let's see what happens when I poke them in the chest. 2.
You actually manage to miss the heart entirely. In fact, because your peripheral vision is so bad with your one eye hanging out, you actually, on your backswing, hit the back end of the EpiPen into your eye socket.
The good eye or the bad
eye? Well, clearly into the empty eye socket, so now you are walking around with that EpiPen sticking out of your face.
All right, I understand. I feel like things are not going my way right now.
No. You're a very terrible roller of the dice. So, Dana.
I would start by saying, "Mulder, you're way out of line. Sorry, force of habit." And then I would say, "Missy, Maggie, what do we know about this Nancy boy?" "Nothing. We need to learn more about him. So let's investigate him before you assume that I'm not a good match." And then I would like to use my small medical kit that I keep in my trench coat to treat Vincent's eye injury.
Okay, that's a lot. Let's get 2 rolls for that.
4.
T4. 44. So this is just for the first thing. Mm-hmm. So she actually does manage to convince you actually manage to convince Maggie and Missy to shut up. And no more is said about it. Good job. You have slain them. Excellent. Now, as far as Vincent's eye, you're going to need to roll again.
24.
Oh. Well, it's not a perfect, but, I mean, you did manage to remove the EpiPen from his eye socket, and you've got his eye back in as well. However, it is just held together with duct tape. Yeah. But, I mean, a vast improvement.
Sorry, Vincent.
That's a vast improvement.
I've got some thick gauge guitar strings in my satchel, if you want.
So basically, I look like that famous African American actor with that one crazy eye.
Marty Feldman.
No. He's darker than him. The big guy. He played the ghost. What's his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Yes. No, not Patrick. The big black guy. Come on.
Ving
He's
Rhames.
Got one eye that goes this way.
Sammy Davis Jr.
No, no. You know,
Frank Sinatra.
He
played an African guy. Amin Ababa or something like that.
Greg
Wow, this is, Vincent, you are digging yourself a hole.
I'm trying to just tell you who the guy is.
And you are failing miserably. No one is bailing you out of this at all. You know what? Roll for the name.
Forrest Whitaker.
Wow, you actually managed to roll Forrest Whitaker. That's amazing.
That's amazing. There's a little picture of the guy right there.
Right.
Yeah.
And look at the one eye.
I mean, it's Ghost Dog. That's very good. Okay, so Maggie, Missy defeated. However, Lucetta has taken to staying at Nancy Boy's Pizza Palace on her own accord. The good news is that this is not an immune system nightmare. The bad news is that she sleeps in the same bed as him. Lucetta assures you that nothing is going on. What do you do? Nigel, as Dana defeated the last, so you did not get a turn in the last round,
right.
You may start.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep with her.
Okay, you're going to roll for that.
Oh, I got to roll something?
You got to roll for consent, Nigel.
What's that word?
Not consomme, consent.
Oh, right, okay. Square root of 17.
Well, as you can imagine,
yeah.
That did not go well for you.
It usually doesn't.
Your glee over this is very off-putting, and not only are
I'm a professional.
Not only is that a no, you are banned from the apartment. Or Pizza Palace, rather. You've been excommunicated.
Could I convince her with a drum solo?
You didn't convince her with your guitar solo, so I can't imagine your drum solo.
Yeah, but I brought
do.
Along a couple of extra drummers in the back, in case they explode.
Okay, well, just you was not a thing. Bringing along two more, probably not going to work. So, yeah, let's just assume that that's a no-go. Vinny, what do you got?
I'm going to call my friend Marcellus Wallace and see if he would allow us to have a three-way.
Okay, go ahead and roll for that.
Eight.
It works for her. However, your third is not so much into it. And you think that just because, like, oh, well, I guess it's just us, then she's like, no, it was the threesome. That's without the third.
Can I come back in then?
No, you've got your own threesome going on with your two drummers. So that you have to you're out of this round. So, yeah, sorry. So you're not, at the very least, you're still allowed into the Pizza Palace. So that's good.
So I had a two-way.
No. See,
there's no ejaculation involved.
Oh, there can be, but I mean, you okay? Roll for that. All right,
three.
Does that mean he ejaculates three times?
No. That's an utter failure. On you are so crestfallen by the rejection that you are unable to even maintain an erection.
It happens sometimes.
Okay. Dana?
I would get out my small black light that I keep in the special back pocket.
Well, I can tell you where that won't help.
French coat. And I'm going to use it, yes, over the bed that Nancy Boy and Lucetta share to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's roll for that. Let's see what you find.
Pie.
Man, this die has both Ghost Dog and Pie on it. That's pretty amazing. and a square root. Weirdly, Ghost Dog is the highest value of all of those things. So you use your black light. Unfortunately, the sheets have just been changed. So it was a good idea, but laundry day, you're a victim of timing. Nancy Boy has taken Lucetta to Vista Culo, a place filled with water-centric rides and assholes. Nancy has besmirched her good name somehow. That's Nancy Boy. He's besmirched Lucetta's good name somehow, and Lucetta is hiding somewhere in Vista Culo. You travel there to find her. However, you encounter both Nancy Boy and Maggie upon entry. How do you go about dispatching them? We'll start with you, Dana.
I am not sure at all why I'm there or what's happening, so I would have to call Skinner and just get another brief on the mission because I feel like it's been lost somewhere.
Okay. All right, let's hear what Skinner has to say.
24.
It's a lot of damn it, Scully. And where's Mulder in all of this? And he's calling you back to Quantico because he's like, you really don't have any purpose there. That's a good move. So yeah, he saved you from your own bad judgment. All right, so you are back in Quantico for the time being.
Great.
As much as I hate to do this, Nigel, what do you want to do?
Well, you know, like anyone would do, I'd give them each a tambourine and hire them to be backup singers.
Okay.
And then I'd sleep with them.
Both of them?
Well, yeah. Is that where the besmirching happens?
Okay.
I'd like a whole lot of besmirching, right?
Oh, you want to get to the besmirching?
Yeah. Okay. It sounds good.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like something. Go ahead and roll for that.
Infinity.
Whew. Wow. You get the best room in Vista Culo, and you romance the shit out of those two. And then you actually do find Lucetta, and she's really impressed with your prowess. So... you kind of...
Yeah, I keep my prowess in a bag. I carry it around with me.
That's a good plan. Yeah. And you all come back home and move in together for the time being. So that's cool. Good job.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Okay. Yeah, well, that kind of renders your turn totally useless, Vincent.
Oh, sorry about that, mate. Want to get in on the besmirching? Have you besmirched before?
I'm not sure. I feel like I have, but I don't remember.
Put this lipstick on. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have done that before. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, while you are happy in this new living situation, Lucetta gets bored. Over the course of your time living together, she has managed to swindle you out of a few thousand dollars. She uses it to slip away again. This time, she's in the sleepy town of Normal and enrolls in the local academy. You manage to track her down. What do you do? Now, you're back from Quantico, Dana, so they brought you in as an expert. But we'll start with Vincent, since he was... rendered useless with that last round.
So at this point, I'm going to kick the door down, pull out my Uzi 9mm, and shoot everywhere in the room that I can without actually hitting her.
You know, you don't even have to roll for that. That's kind of a failure. So let's go from there. All right. So you're in the room. The holding a gun that you've proven completely unable to wield properly.
No,
you're done.
Oh, I thought I was getting more.
You already kicked down the door. You've done plenty. So Dana, now while holding this 9mm Uzi, which I'm not even sure is a real gun, I'm not sure if that's a caliber of Uzi you can actually have. What is your next move now that you've proven unable to shoot her with this gun?
I would ask her if, for the sake of being open-minded, if Mulder's theory is true and she does control everyone with her mind, and then when she probably denies it, I would ask her if she would please return my funds and come back with me.
Okay, let's roll for that.
Bunny rabbit.
While there is a momentary distraction, she is unfazed by your well-thought-out and logical approach. These things do not work against Lucetta, unfortunately. So, Nigel, again,
yeah.
I wish we didn't have to go here.
All right, I'll save the day again, even though her friend Moldy isn't showing up and doing nothing. I think I've used a guitar solo, used a drum solo. I'm going to have to use a bass guitar solo. 20-minute bass guitar solo.
Oh, my God, that is so long.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen to a bass that long.
Yeah, but you see, it's like it takes you to a different place, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, roll for that.
All right. L.
So you manage to... So you start your solo.
Yeah.
You found the brown note.
Right.
Which does affect the both of you.
Won't be the first time, I tell you.
Yeah, so shit in your pants. She asks you to leave, and despite the fact that you are righteous in your anger, you did just shit your pants, so you leave embarrassed. Thus the L.
I will leave, not embarrassed, though. I'm going to leave with me trousers held high.
Okay, so Lucetta has defeated you. But all is not lost. Your journey doesn't have to end here. What's your next step? What's your next quest in life? I'm asking you. I don't have a thing for that.
This is Vincent. Well,
what are you hoping for, Vincent?
I'm hoping that Dana's friend Scully jumps out of the closet and I shoot him in the face, and me and Dana take off to Bermuda. And have a wonderful family together, three young children, and a life full of worship and adornment for each other.
Okay. Nigel, what are you hoping for?
Oh, well, I just want to get the band back together, right? Right, you know, and just go around and, you know, besmirch everyone I can possibly find, you know, and continue to bring the power of my rock.
Well, you already put a rock in your pants as a result, so that didn't work out so well.
But this time in the front part of my pants.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, let's progress. Dana.
I'm going to go back to the head office and report to Skinner and let him know that the X-Files is still worthwhile, and this quest might have failed, but the next one won't. This is valuable, and that I'm on Mulder's side. And then I'll probably run off with Vincent and have that family, and I'm going to take very detailed notes on my personal computer, but only for, like, the first 6 dates and rimless glasses that I'll never wear again.
These are all, well, nice goals. However... I mean, you can never gain back what you lost, and whatever satisfaction you gain from the result of your quest is fleeting at best. You live the rest of your days sad, broken, pathetic messes, doomed to recount your tale in a podcast for the world to laugh at. The memories of Lucetta are seared into your brain and will haunt you the rest of your days. So that's the end of that quest.
Right, do we get paid now?
Yes, that'd be nice.
No. Yes, well, roll for that.
Roll, all right. It's just a dollar sign.
Yeah, you get that cube.
Imaginary number one.
You get my one heartfelt gratitude.
I rolled a...
Well, we'll have to negotiate that. I don't know exactly what that means. So, I don't know what you get. This is the first time we've ever played this game. First time anyone has ever played this game. What did you guys think? Would you play this game again?
Would I be committed to actually the game before I knew I was playing the game or after I knew
well,
I was
this,
playing the game?
This next time it will be voluntary.
No.
You would not play this game? Why? Are you running out of Italian characters to be?
That's the misnomer or the misconception. All my Italians are Italian because I'm Italian, so therefore I'm only bringing forth the soul of myself to the character which I bring to the people.
None of that made any sense. So your opinion is not valid. You've invalidated your own opinion. Al, would you play this again? Hopefully in a more organized way.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, a little more organization. I mean, this was a very interesting test run.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, you know, my first kid was an interesting test run. So.
Well, you go back to the well and you try again.
You just try again.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was interesting. I would hope that I would choose a less bad accent next time around.
Oh, actually, it wasn't bad. I mean, not accurate, but it was kind of fun.
Right. Yeah,
it was kind of fun.
No, it was fun to do, but you know, it felt more like a walk through a story, less than a game.
Well, yeah, that's kind of we have a time limit here, so we had to eventually get to the end.
Right.
Which was never in doubt. Katie, does this remind you of anything?
Yeah, I would say you didn't ask me, but I would play this game again. I would bring a big plate of nachos to share, and I would also hope that you wrote a campaign that wasn't about one of your exes.
Yes.
I mean, fingers crossed.
Oh, there's the... Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason you're on the show, Katie. Somebody had to let the cat out of the bag.
Wow.
Yeah. If you look at the character sheet, this actually is her.
I wondered about that too. Yeah.
Cheaper than therapy, I guess.
I don't know. Well, for all of these copies, it was $11. So yeah, it was well spent, and it only took me, you know, like 5 minutes on Photoshop to alter her, look just enough where it's definitely. I mean, it's still probably enough to get me sued. If she ever were to listen to this show, but she never took any interest in anything I wanted to do, so I'm not worried about it.
There's the Dave we all know and love.
Yes, no episode goes by without a little bit of vindictiveness, or I mean, really, this is more of a joke on me than it is on hers.
And it's a real story that actually happened to you this time, yeah. So that's
well, except for the. Except for the castle bit.
That was the main part.
I mean, well, yeah, I kind of just medievalized everything a little bit.
It makes it okay then.
it's creative license.
It's just this side of actionable.
Yeah. Where are we on time here? Well, our timekeeper has
7 minutes.
7 minutes-ish.
No, if you wish.
Oh, if I wish.
Oh.
Well... We can all chat. What do you think?
Sure, go ahead. Right ahead.
Sure, let's delve into your psyche a little bit more,
yes,
because this is proving instructive.
Well, I will say that this game, we thought Nick over there, who was just grabbing his drink, he and I kind of came up with this game like just randomly driving from C2E2 a couple years ago, and it was just such a random, I think we were just exhausted.
Yeah, we actually spent the entire drive coming up with different characters that we could play as. Like, it started off with a conversation about Porkins from Star Wars and turned into this idea for this game. And my initial thought was Tommy Lee Jones from The Fugitive, and his special ability would be to search any kind of house, whether it be shit house, hen house, whore house, whatever. And we just kind of kept going from there. And now that we've seen it, what a fucking awful idea.
Oh, come on.
Hey, do you enjoy this podcast? Me too. And I bet you'd like this show to keep going. Same. Guess what? You can help that happen while also getting great rewards. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/memoriam. That's M-E-M-O-R-I-A-M, memoriam. And you can donate money to help us keep these shows on the air. You can give us a one-time donation as small as $3, or you can become a memoriam member and earn great rewards. What rewards, you ask? Well, besides the fact that you'd be helping us, which is a great reward in and of itself, you'd also have access to our full back catalog of all of our podcasts. You'd get preferential seating at any live events that you are attending. That's great. You'd be guaranteed to meet the cast at live events. Plus, you'll get members-only emails that contain lots of behind-the-scenes information about all things memoriam, including stuff about this show you're listening to right now. So how about you go to buymeacoffee.com/memoriam and help a podcast out.
So I just did an active shooter presentation, and I'm wondering, are you prone to violence?
Yeah. I mean, only in writing.
Oh, okay. So there's no...
No, it's all deep-seated, harboring, bubbling below the surface. It's,
yeah, you're getting it out in a creative...
Yeah.
Right. You're not starting a collection of human ears or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
No, what would I do with those? I mean, they're not even practical.
Soup. Talk to them.
Soup. String them on a necklace.
Oh.
Get someone to listen to you.
I mean, this is the extent of my crafting ability. Mm. I go to Staples and make them print things for me.
You know, this I think would have gone a lot better if there were libations involved. Or it could have been like Drunk History or something.
Oh,
like
and
that.
It still can.
In seven, well, not right. 7 minutes?
I mean, not right now.
It's a tequila. We have 2 minutes left to get hammered and talk.
Bring the Everclear out. Come on.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us for this very weird edition of Unfucking Relatable. thank you for time. I wanted to thank Blue Box for hosting us again. Wonderful place. Have a grilled cheese and a tomato soup. It's delicious.
And gluten-free cookies, which are amazing, by the way.
They actually, I had those last year, and they were delectable. So this podcast is a production of Memoriam Development. Memoriam Development has, like, so many shows here. I've seen them all. It's exhausting. This one chief among them. We also have In Memoriam tonight. What time? 7:30 at the Elgin Public House. Back here at
6:30.
Is the massively successful Ghostly podcast.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Massive. And you've got Night Moose at
the Elgin Public House at 4:30.
Woo. So
we're going to be going up and down the street all night.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to catch any of us except for those two who just came here for this. That's very nice.
And the other shows. Yeah, we don't want to say those two.
You came here for this.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, God. Exactly.
We're going to rub each other or something.
Right.
We're
going to besmirch each other.
Yeah, besmirching. I'm into that besmirching now. It's a cool thing.
All right. Well, this game I have no real name for was a chapter of my life, and you were all just laughing at it. And somewhere our guy is a...
Oh, there's a guy who's supposed to pull the plug?
He's gone. All right, well, good night.
And now, some tips for a spectacular autumn from A Basic Bitch.
Society loves trying to convince us that we're the only ones who love cozying up with a pumpkin spice latte and our favorite Charlotte Bronte novel. So I've decided to make a list of the top 6 things us basic bitches are looking forward to this season in the hopes that we can all unabashedly enjoy them together. Number 1, pumpkin picking. There are a few things I enjoy more than taking in the crisp Chicago air as I search for the perfect pumpkin so I can watch it rot for the next 5 weeks. Number 2, chunky sweaters. There is nothing better than an oversized wool sweater with a refined argyle print to dress up our fall wardrobe. For that chic editorial look, go for a size that covers your face completely, just like the Headless Horseman. Because what's more comfortable than hiding your dead, lifeless eyes from this cruel, cruel world?
That's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, only from Memoriam Development in 2020.
WGLY.
Memoriam Development.